Welcome to Lowe's Logic News. It's Friday, October 6, 2023. I am Amber Lane in politics. Senator Robert Menendez was charged Friday with using his power to help three men and the Egyptian government in exchange for bribes. Prosecutors say the New Jersey Democrat and his wife took hundreds of thousands of dollars via gold bars, mortgage payments, a Mercedes-Benz convertible, and cash that investigators found hidden in envelopes inside jackets bearing the senator's name. But what's particularly striking about this indictment, besides the sheer brazenness of the alleged bribery, is that this is the second time Menendez has faced corruption charges in less than a decade. In 2015, he was charged with using his office to do favors for a Florida eye doctor, Salomon Melgen, who lavished Menendez with luxury items and free travel. Menendez, who claimed he and Melgen were simply friends who exchanged gifts, avoided conviction after a hung jury caused a mistrial in 2017. Melgen was convicted of Medicare fraud in 2017, but President Donald Trump commuted his 17-year prison sentence. In 2018, the Senate Ethics Committee admonished Menendez, noting that despite the mistrial, Menendez had admitted to taking official actions to help Melgen while accepting gifts from him that the senator failed to disclose as required by Senate rules and federal law. The committee said that Menendez's actions reflected discredit upon the Senate. Also, a top New Jersey cop rushed to be by Bob Menendez's wife's side after she killed a man with her Mercedes in a 2018 crash, and quizzed the patrolman on scene until she was allowed to walk away without a sobriety test or having to hand over her phone. Cecilia, what's happening in the world today?
Thanks, Amber. I am Cecilia Collinsworth, and in world news, Karachi, Pakistan, there hasn't been a single day over the past 2 years when Mohammed Abed Andarabi felt at ease. A former prosecutor for the US-backed Afghan government that was toppled by the Taliban, he says he has changed hideouts 4 times in recent months, at one point only narrowly escaping arrest. Andarabi isn't running from the Taliban, whose fighters he once helped to put behind bars, but from police in Pakistan, the country where he sought refuge almost 2 years ago. His visa has expired and, amid a widening crackdown on Afghan refugees in Pakistan, he fears that he, his wife and his 5 children will be jailed or even sent back to Kabul. After Pakistan's caretaker government last week abruptly agreed to deport the 1.7 million Afghans who are estimated to live in the country illegally, the Interior Ministry on Tuesday announced a 28-day deadline for them to leave voluntarily, promising a reward to anyone who shares information on their whereabouts starting in November. While undocumented refugees from other countries could also be affected, the decision appeared to be primarily linked to growing Pakistani frustration with the Taliban and with the economic burden of hosting millions of Afghans. A US F-16 fighter shot down a Turkish drone on Thursday after it flew near US forces in northeast Syria, heightening tensions between two allies already at odds over an array of security challenges. US officials mounted a full-court press to ease relations with its fellow NATO member. The US and its allies need Turkey's cooperation to secure Sweden's entry into the Western alliance, potentially carry out future diplomacy over Ukraine and grapple with terrorist threats in the Middle East. US officials said they have no reason to think Turkey was attempting to target American forces. Yet they acknowledged that a Turkish drone was armed, flew within half a kilometer of US troops and ignored repeated warnings to stay away. An Indian billionaire and husband of a Bollywood star is under investigation for allegedly causing a horror car smash which killed 2 Swiss nationals on the Italian island of Sardinia. Hospitality and real estate tycoon Vikas Oberoi, 54, was allegedly driving a Lamborghini as part of an Italian supercar tour last week with his film star wife Gayatri Joshi sitting in the passenger seat. Ryan, what's going on in business, science and technology?
Thanks, Cecilia. I am Ryan Reynolds, and in business, science and technology. On Monday, a CBS Mornings co-host warned thousands of social media followers that an AI-rendered image of her was falsely promoting a product that she has no connection with. A day earlier, an Oscar-winning actor, Tom Hanks, told people to beware of an AI image of himself floating around on the internet. The same day, a YouTube star, Mr. Beast, who has 188 million followers, said I doctored content was trying to shill for a scam using his likeness. The three celebrities, with large followings in their respective realms, started a week of high-profile reactions to the AI-altered images that underscore the increasing contention regarding the use of artificial intelligence and its ability to reproduce people's likenesses regardless of their consent. Unsealed testimony reveals that Apple considered mounting a challenge against Google in search by acquiring Microsoft's search engine Bing, in a rare glimpse of the behind-the-scenes maneuvering in an industry dominated by Google. Equity research firm Sanford Bernstein estimates that Google will pay Apple up to $19 billion this year to set Google Search as the default on iPhones and other devices, in a pact that Apple's executives have rarely discussed in public. The sun had yet to rise in Delray Beach, Florida, when Jeremy Banner flicked on autopilot. His red Tesla Model 3 sped down the highway at nearly 70 miles per hour, his hands no longer detected on the wheel. Seconds later, the Tesla plowed into a semi-truck, shearing off its roof as it slid under the truck's trailer. Banner was killed on impact. Banner's family sued after the gruesome 2019 collision, one of at least 10 active lawsuits involving Tesla's autopilot, several of which are expected to go to court over the next year. Together, the cases could determine whether the driver is solely responsible when things go wrong in a vehicle guided by autopilot, or whether the software should also bear some of the blame. The outcome could prove critical for Tesla, which has pushed increasingly capable driver assistance technology onto the nation's roadways for more rapidly than any other major carmaker. If Tesla prevails, the company could continue deploying the evolving technology with few legal consequences or regulatory guardrails. Multiple verdicts against the company, however, could threaten both Tesla's reputation and its financial viability. Federal data found that vehicles guided by autopilot have been involved in more than 700 crashes, at least 19 of them fatal, since its introduction in 2014, including the Banner crash. In Banner's case, the technology failed repeatedly, his family's lawyers argue, from when it didn't brake to when it didn't issue a warning about the semi-truck in the car's path. Misty House crime in the US.
Thanks, Ryan. I am Misty Merkel, and in U.S. national crime, Quiona Brown was crossing a Baton Rouge street Saturday night when a gray sedan drove through the intersection at high speed, striking her and sending debris flying. As she lay in the street in the dark, police said she was hit again by an officer rushing to respond. Surveillance footage obtained by local news station WBRZ shows the gray sedan from the first collision drive away without stopping. Brown is not visible in the footage after the collision, but concerned bystanders gathered farther down the road. Shortly afterward, the bystanders appeared to react in surprise as a police vehicle drove down the same street with lights flashing. One onlooker turned away from the road and placed her hands on her head in response. A Baton Rouge police officer responding to the crash had struck Brown, 38, as she lay in the roadway after the hit and run, the department said in a news release Sunday. She was pronounced dead at the scene. For years, cash bail has been criticized for determining who would be chosen for pretrial detention based on wealth. Now, Illinois has abolished it. After a months-long legal battle, the state became the first in the nation to eliminate cash bail thanks to a provision in a sweeping criminal justice reform law that went into effect on Monday. The Pretrial Fairness Act, a part of the Expansive Safety Act, was designed to protect people facing charges from being detained before their trial based solely on their inability to afford bail. Now, state judges will determine whether or not someone can be released prior to their court date based on the severity of their crime or their risk of fleeing prosecution. Today, Illinois is no longer criminalizing poverty, and the entire nation has their eyes on us, Illinois House Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch said during a press conference Monday. A federal judge ordered the Louisiana State Penitentiary, the country's largest maximum security adult prison,
to relocate all incarcerated youths being held in the facility's former death row building by the 15th of September after findings revealed that they were living in unsafe conditions and suffering inhumane punishments. U.S. Chief Judge Shelley Dick, who reluctantly ruled in favor of the children's detention last year, called the boys' treatment unconstitutional. For almost 10 months, children, nearly all black boys, have been held in abusive conditions of confinement at the former death row of Angola, said ACLU attorney, David Utter, in a statement. We are grateful to our clients and their families for their bravery in speaking out and standing up against this cruelty. Since their imprisonment in Angola started, boys between the ages of 14 and 18 were held in buildings with no air conditioning during dangerous heat waves, with temperatures reaching as high as 130 degrees, according to the Associated Press. They were given water from unsanitary faucets and poor quality food. Prison officials were reportedly punishing children with handcuffs, pepper spray, denials of family visits, and extended time in solitary confinement. They also allegedly failed to provide adequate educational or mental health services for the detained teens. $73,000 worth of crab meat were stolen from a tractor trailer in Philadelphia in the middle of the night while the driver of the vehicle slept up front, police said. Philadelphia police don't yet know who pinched the valuable cargo. Spokesperson Sean Ritchie said in a statement that police responded to a report of a theft in progress at 1:45 a.m. Wednesday in the 1800 block of Germantown Avenue in Philadelphia's Norris Square neighborhood. Dylan, take it away.
Thanks, Misty. I am Dylan Durbin, and in world and national health news. At least 20 board members at California public universities have direct ties to the fossil fuel industry, a new analysis has found, sparking criticism from climate advocates on and off campus. Of the state's 32 public universities, board members at one-third of them either work or have worked for oil and gas companies, as do two board members at the California State Universities Foundation. The University of California became the largest educational system in the U.S. to divest from fossil fuels in May 2020, and the following year, California State University followed suit. But despite these major wins for the divestment movement, the new analysis from climate-focused research group Sunstone Strategies suggests the schools, which serve more than a quarter of a million students, still have links through their boards to the oil and gas sector, which remains powerful in California. The estate of a woman killed on her wedding night reached a settlement with some of the establishments that served the intoxicated driver involved in the incident that killed her, according to court documents filed on Friday. The petition for approval states that the estate of Samantha Miller came to terms with the Crab Shack, the Folly Deli, and Progressive Northern Insurance Company that they would pay certain sums under the Wrongful Death Act and the Survival Act in exchange for a release of liability in regard to the April incident that left cost the bride her life. Miller was killed in a car accident hours after her wedding ceremony in South Carolina, where she tied the knot with Eric Hutchinson, who is named as the representative of the estate and sole beneficiary. Tyler, what's going on in sports and weather?
Thanks, Dylan. I am Tyler Tambo in sports. Washington Commanders head coach Ron Rivera catching major criticism hours after the team lost at home to the winless Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears great Dick Butkus dies in his sleep Wednesday. As of the Friday 8 a.m. update from the National Hurricane Center, Philip continues to maintain winds of 50 miles per hour, with gusts up to 65 miles per hour. It is currently moving to the north at 80 miles per hour. Philip's structure remains disorganized, with most of the thunderstorms displaced to the southeast portion of the system. The storm will pass very close to the island of Bermuda Friday afternoon. Philip made an impact Maine by late in the weekend as a post-tropical storm. As we head through October, the frequency of storm development slows down significantly. However, that does not mean we need to let our guard down. October has also been known to produce some of the most well-known storms that have caused the most damage, such as Hurricane Matthew in 2016 and Michael in 2018. When Shekhar Krishnan walked his young children to school in a downpour September 29, confronted by flooded streets, his mind went to worrying about the estimated 100,000 residents of illegal basement apartments across New York City. During tropical rains in 2021, 11 people in the city councilman's home borough of Queens drowned in their homes, and now, nearly as much water was falling, and nearly as quickly. A week after New Yorkers endured paralyzing floods for the second time in 3 years, leaders in some of the hardest-hit communities are taking comfort in the fact that no one died. They say there are signs that, despite lessons learned from Hurricanes Ida and Sandy, the city remains unprepared to manage such sudden deluges and protect the public, especially those in vulnerable and unregulated basement apartments. That is all for today. Like, share, subscribe, and catch our podcast on Google Podcasts, Samsung, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify, and others. This has been Low's Logic.